the middle of Shin Laman Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos in Halachas of Mila, circumcision on Shabbos, Sif Hey, in the bottom of page 344. Androgynous, someone who has both signs of gender, Benoilu Ben Ashmashas, and someone who was born by twilight, and Benoilu Kishur Moil, and someone who was born when he circumcised, as you continue to Tavkof Ayin Gimlo and Aleph, Piyoy Tadefin, and someone who was born through the abdominal wall, Caesarean, Vavizka Chavim, she older than a non Jewish woman who gave birth, Vavkas Niskai, and then she converted, Umishishlesh the Arolis, and someone that has two foreskins. All these cases, Imelos and Dechash Shabbos, their circumcision does not override the doing Malach on Shabbos. Says Mishmusav Kod Nidgim Andragonis. Who yelled Shishle Zachos Kazachar, Venakvas Kinekeva. This is a child that has the masculine and feminine genitalia. That's the Rambam, the first part of Mechas Mila. Subkon Yidal, Oben Nod, Ben Ashmash, born during twilight. Now, Bein Ben Ashmash, the Arab Shabbos, whether it's the twilight of as Shabbos is starting, Bein Ben Ashmash, the Maitre Shabbos, whether the twilight of when Shabbos is ending, Mishneim, regarding either one of them, Imelos and Techa Shabbos, that type of circumcision does not override Shabbos. When Nidchali Mishn gets pushed off to Sunday, Amal Ben Ashmash, what's considered twilight? Yeshem, some say the Karbala Rebbe Shah, close to a quarter of an hour, which Hoshah's man is. This is not generic 15 minutes. It's depending on how long the hour is, depending on the length of the day. Kim yarn of Abbasim Risha Machal Bibi Allah, the Rimascha Shua and Shamak Bibi. Koil Mitzias Gimel Kechavim Beinim. So close to a quarter of an hour before three medium sized stars come out, have a Suffolk Lila. That's considered really a doubt of nighttime. Udavuya Shah, Yitzim Machal Suffolk. And a quarter of an hour, then it's out of the category of doubt. The Noilas b'Shabbos, so then it was born then on Shabbos, minus l'Shabbos haba. Then it's counted for the coming Shabbos. Of a common place, members of many places are strange regarding this. It's true that they hold the moment that the sun is covered from our eyes, ad yitzis gimakachav beinim until three medium-sized stars come out. That's all included in the time period of twilight. That's how the custom is widespread in all the Jewish cities in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the film is self-aclaim, and even if he's not sure, he's not sure when the baby is being born, Erev Shabbos was a tumult, or was it by Ben Ashmashah? So not. Gamkin Pazikar advas lahachman. The advas also rules stringently. The Nitzchli Amisha gets pushed off to the breast should be on Sunday. The view Achrein, Achrein, bring it by him, be Alocha. And the Maskel Ben Ashmashah is where he's lengthy regarding this discussion. Sivkot and Tezvab. Or another case of Nelik Shumol, when he's born circumcised. Pidish Shafilah Balei Kishri, that even would have an erection near Mol, he looks circumcised because of a chain near Mol, but if he doesn't look circumcised, Rakashay's cash, only when he has an erection, then me lost the Shabbos, then that's considered regular Mila that overrides Shabbos. So we call it Dazayin, or be it a Daifin, a baby born through Caesarean. We should discuss, even Bli Dasa, the mother was having a difficulty in Shabbat, where Tiu La Uri Chabet, and they took the baby out along the length of the stomach, or De Sam through some type of a potion. So that also does not override Shabbos. So Sifkon Yedzayin, Shdei Arolis, Peter Shdei Yidin, either means to say there's two male organs, or Yeshem, some say Shish Peshtei Eiriz Agavzeh, there's two layers of foreskin, one on top of the other. Sifkon Yedches, Imen Lassan Deicha Shabbos, all these cases, the meal is not Deicha Shabbos. Now, but Tam Kalil, the reason of all these cases is Mishim Masavik is because of doubt. Because going to be Andragonus. Let's take the first case. Andragonus, who Mishim Deina Zachavat, he's not definitively a male. So it's a suffix. It can't be Deichet Shabbos on the suffix. When he's born by twilight. Maybe it's not the time of Shabbos. Maybe it's not the eighth day. But no, because you're when he's born circumcised, if it's like a kana or a kavusha, maybe there's no pressed foreskin. Maybe he's literally circumcised, and therefore there's no reason to do bris mila. So to someone has two foreskins, which are two organs. Because they don't know which the primary foreskin. According to the second opinion, two foreskins, one on top of the other. The reason also they don't know the Torah is that we don't know what the primary intent of the Torah is, which one is the one. Except is regarding a baby born through Caesarean, and the case of the Jewish, a non-Jewish woman who gave birth and then later converted. The other reason is for a different reason. They don't have Tumas Leda, which one's because it's not the vaginal birth, another one because she wasn't Jewish. It has to be like the order of the parashah, which talks about the Mitzvah Mila over there. These are kashrut to me later. Only woman that has the term of childbirth, then her child is born, is circumcised in the eighth day. But if not, like those two cases, they're not going to have the halacha of milah bezman.
Sevav says the mechaber machshir milah. Preparatory element relating to circumcision. That you could do from before Shabbos. Inim dechem es Shabbos. They don't override the Shabbos. The figure they're from. Lohevi is melamila ma'ev Shabbos. If they didn't bring the knife for the circumcision from before Shabbos, lohevi and the Shabbos shouldn't bring it on Shabbos. Afilu b'makom shein b'elias rabban, even when it's only rabbinically prohibited. Shemidu chacham devrim b'makom karas. The rabbis maintain their position, what's rabbinically prohibited, even in the situation of, let's say, not doing bris mila, which is a chiv of karas. But loy melani who'd lasso him not to tell a non-Jew to do them. Im hudavish aso Yisrael. Now, if it's something that the Jew would do it, im bayi is el rabban will only be rabbinically prohibited. Then loy melani who'd be say. Then you tell the non-Jew to do it, and he doesn't. But if it's something that's forbidden for the Jew to do it biblically, you shouldn't tell the non-Jew to do it. So, preparatory elements are not derech Shabbos. So, therefore, if you didn't bring Sibkot Yotes, Ismael Bechulu, the knife, for circumcision, you don't bring in a Shabbos. Now, regarding moving the knife after the circumcision, which Dershah 21 brings, that there he writes the name of the Taz, it's forbidden to move the knife after the meal, because since you're particular not to use it for anything else, it's considered like what's called Mukhtza Machmas Chasar and Kiss. It's set aside because it's very delicate and for financial reasons. Now, even though when Shabbos started, the knife was designated for the Malacha Mila for tomorrow, and therefore there's no Mukhtza for half a Shabbos. However, since it was Mukhtza Ben Hashmashas, right away after you finish utilizing it, it goes back to the Issa of movement of Ben Hashmashas. It concludes over there that therefore one should hide the knife in the room where you did the bris mila. And then the Magen Avraham writes that one should be stringent after the bris, not to put the knife down, rather keep it in your hand until you find a place where to protect it, or you bring it back to your house. But the Eved, when there's a concern that the knife is going to get stolen, so the El Rab is inclined to align the Ramah and the Shach that the lenient regarding moving the knife, and look at the Dirshu over there. Now regarding the Minig, that the father gives up the knife to the Moyel so that he makes him the Shlich of the Mila and the safer Karis Abris in Yeridea, he writes on Shabbos, you should not do that because you shouldn't move the knife only for the purpose of the bris itself. On the other hand, in the Ikri Dachitayr on Arachayim, or Ikri Adat, he writes that you let assist the mile and to pass in the knife, and that's what the Ashad rules that you let to do that because that's how you normally do it during the week, too. Says Mishra for the Sipkat and Chaf, and to tell a non-Jew to do it, if it's only rabbinically forbidden, then emile yehudi b'yseo. Then you tell the non-Jew and he does, because that's what's called a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. It's rabbinically prohibited to do this, and you're telling a non-Jew that itself is rabbinic prohibition on the mila akim, and it's makom mitzvah mila, so b'shori if it's permitted, like we said previously, b'sim mishin zayin zev hey. You're not allowed to bring the baby to the shul. There, chatzah shein merubis through a courtyard that does not have an eruv. Afilu de any yehudi even through a non-Jew. Why do you chayin the mulu bebeisa? Because you don't have to do that. You don't have to do the shvus to shvus. You can do the circumcision in the house. And b'harba pal malam abayis kisher tzina. And many times they do the bris mila in the house. Let's say when it's too cold. So you see, you could do it. You don't have to bring it to shul. The shar tzina says, look at the rabba that if the knife is not in the house, only in the shul, you're allowed to bring the baby over there through a non-Jew. And according to what right later on, name of the matzah shekel, here also it's better to actually bring the knife to the baby and not the baby to the knife. So the Mishra further says, now, when you have to carry out the baby from the house, to a courtyard that does not have Erev, to the knife that's over there, then is permitted to a non-Jew, since we don't have, it's not considered a biblical violation of Eitzah, because it's not a public domain. That's the Magen Avraham over there. It's better to bring the knife through the non-Jew to the baby, because if you bring the baby to the knife, you're going to have to do after the circumcision, to permit again this rabbinic prohibition through a non-Jew, to bring the baby back to the mother. But which is not the case when you bring the knife to the baby, you leave it there until after Shabbos. I'm a submission of the test, much except that what we write regarding this. Sivkat and Chaf Aleph. Now we said, if it's something that's forbidden for a Jew to do it in that Torah, then lo yimah v'chulah, then you shouldn't tell a non-Jew to do it. Because the Gamma really in Yehudu, because even telling a non-Jew, but Dabash Asim Natar, that's biblically prohibited, Havagashash was like all of the rabbinic prohibitions, which we said, like we said, that the sages maintain the position, even when there's a mockum of a mitzvah saseh that has a chiv karas attached to it. Sivkat and Chaf Beis, Ramah said, which is over there, Sefhei Baga in the Ramah's words over there. The Shama Hebrew Ramah, the Ramah brings, the Yesh Mekila and Samar Linyan Afilah B'Malacha Dairai. So even by biblical Malacha, Le'melein Yehudi B'Malacha Mitzvah, to tell a non-Jew when it's a situation of a mitzvah. After it, Paskim Chok Masvah, now even the most halachic authorities disagree with this opinion, but you could get a Bremen, and the primary is like what they say, Ukumach Kosab, like he wrote in the Seminary Shain Vav, Kamakum Avalin Yemila, granting circumcision, not Mekil, but Semichal the Bremen, whoever's Linyan relies on the words, Lahisid, he doesn't lose out. If EF Shabin Yachab, it's not possible any other way, Mekoshkin, all the more so Linyan Tzabach. So to carry out and to carry in the Lahar B'Paiskim, according to many halachic authorities, in London, Bezman Zeber Shazram, we don't even have a biblical prohibition of Haitza, because we don't have Shazram, and therefore one could be lenient as a Shavas to Shavas, might be a halacha, and Deve Maskel, the Ayin. Shtabi Halacha there says, and by Lel Simit Shin Zayin says, look at Mishmus of Kodach Beza, where they wrote that those who lean in by Malacha they write. That's for example when the knife got ruined and you have to remedy it, and the pinnacle of the problem is then you can rely on them regarding Mila. So look at Shubis Kasav Sefer, that is Dafko when there is no other mile. But if there's another mile that has a ready knife, even though he doesn't want to lend it, we cannot permit, even when there's no other mile. Most places can hold that it would be forbidden to a non Jew. However, Magnum already instructed, he already ruled, but with stipulating that from yesterday, the knife was prepared. But if it's negligent, didn't prepare it yesterday, then the Mogadim himself also would not permit to fix the knife through a non-Jew. Now, regarding carrying through a Shazram, that would be permitted even by a Shazram Deraisa when you weren't negligent, and to bring through a Carmelist, which is rabbinic, even if it was negligent, but you didn't bring it from yesterday to the appropriate place, that would be permitted through a non-Jew, according to everyone, like we said, because Shavuot Tashuva is looking over there at great length. In Devar Maskel, Afilah B'Makom, B'Halacha said on the words of the Mechaber that even if it's only rabbinically forbidden, we should not do a Malacha Rabbanan, even though it's B'mokam say of Karas of not doing the Mila. So look at Chubas Chasam Seba, that writes regarding fixing the fingernail of the Merle on Shabbos, that is Issa the Raisa and Yechav HaChatzas, because you make it into a Kli, and it's not similar to just take cutting the fingernails of a Nida for a Tefillah, which that is permitted. And that's how the Teres Chacham writes in Simen Chavav, that even if there's no other mile, just one, and his fingernail is cracked, even so, you're not allowed to fix the fingernail. Deve Maskel Ben Ashmashes. So we start off by saying that Andreginus, or someone that's born Ben Ashmashes, or born when he's Mahol, in all these cases, their meal is not Teich HaShabbos. So it says, look at Mishbrua at the end of Sifkat in Yudalad. He said, what I quoted in the name of the Radvaz, which he also quotes, look at Be'alacha, that even if he's not sure if the baby was born before Ben Ashmashes or by Ben Ashmashes, even then the Radvaz rules stringently that it gets pushed off to Sunday. And Be'alacha explains, it's not a svek, a double doubt, like, you know, maybe it's during the daytime, maybe it's by twilight, and twilight itself is a suffix, and if maybe we could be lenient. Prima Gilman writes, it's possible because we maintain the chazaka that she had, that she was pregnant, and that it was not born. It says, appears to me what he writes in Lashon Efsha is because that he holds that chazaka is not so strong regarding pushing off Shabbos. Nafkamin is regarding if the baby is born on Shabbos, and we don't know if it was Erev Shabbos or a nighttime. We don't have who to ask. For example, let's say the woman died. In such a case, we don't say the mistama, now the baby is born. And even during the weekdays, says you have to look through it, look what we write later on. So it's also possible to say, because the shame suffix, the name of the suffix, is really one. And that's as written in Sefer Minchas Kohen, which edition 14 brings the reason that you'd push off the meal to Sunday, even though according to many places, can by a great law, so you can be lenient and qualify shame suffix chadhu like a svek sveka, and there's no greater loss more than pushing Mamila from the eighth day. Chavashi Belevi writes that since the subject Ben Ashmashes is a subject that's created from a chesaron yediyah, from a lack of knowledge, that's not considered as a svek sveka, as the Prima Gadim writes in Simir Shalom Achav. Continues in Be'alacha, it says, and once we're talking about this idea of Ben Ashmashes, it says, I said to mention some pressing things for halacha. It says, in your day, Simir Shalom Achbeis above, says, if right away, when the baby's head comes out of the vaginal canal, three medium-sized stars are seen, which Dirsha 15 brings, what does it mean the head comes out? Shem Zaman Orbach ruled that you don't have to have the whole head come out, it's enough with most of the head. Rav Vosner writes that the Acharas of the Chareinim is like the Shittas HaShach, that's enough with most of the forehead. And if the baby comes out the other way, Shem Zaman ruled that you consider the time of the birth when most of the body comes out, which is up until the belly. Mishnah number 16, how to qualify the coming out of the head out of the vaginal canal. Rosh Hashanah Zalman ruled, you have to be concerned that's already from the time that it came out to the vaginal canal, even though it didn't come out from the mother yet. Buzner writes that only if the childbirth difficulties started from before Shabbos, and the birth started right away when Shabbos starts, then you have to be concerned that maybe the head of the baby was out of the praise already from before Shabbos. Be that as it may, continues the Bi Halacha, says, it's difficult to me on this Halacha in your day. Because the Gemara tells in Shabbos of Lama Dal, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yisrael regarding Truma. And Rabbi Yisrael holds that two stars is Ben Hashmashas. And the blink of an eye comes at the third star. If that's the case, in that amount of time, that if someone goes out from where the birth is happening to go outside to see if it's nighttime, what's going to happen? Even if he sees three medium-sized stars, maybe now it came out. And with like the blink of an eye, right beforehand, it was only two, and it was just Ben Hashmashas. And he says you can't really formulate the halakha of the Shulchan Aruch only literally during the birth itself. As the baby's coming out, you look and you see three stars. For example, let's say the window is open and you're sitting right by the window. When you hear the baby has his head out, you look out right out of the window and you see three medium-sized stars. And he says that's a techi, that's pushing it. He says, however, if you see right away small stars, logic is that you can rely that beforehand at the time of the birth, then they were medium-sized, because the small stars are seen after when it's really night, when it's birthed within the Gemara. Now, even though this is not really so clear, maybe they're medium-sized and beforehand they were big, that you could see during the daytime. If not that there are many small stars, then for sure you could rely on that. Says I also said to point out, just that the Baal Derech Chaim writes in Halach Zamila, and he writes, if the baby's head comes out of the praisder, and this tarries a little bit until the whole baby's born, and then the whole baby's born, and you see three medium-sized stars, if according to the change that's visible to them, that it was the day when the head came out, then you only have what the eye see, and then the eighth day will be the Mila, even if it happened on Shabbos. That is, if it's born on Matzah Shabbos. That's his word. It's coming from Shulchan Aruch here, day of Simri Shabbat Beis. Look over there. But over what he comes out of it, then he writes that you can't know, you go after the Chazaka that right now is born, and if it's on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to do the Bris Mila on Shabbos, because like you know now at the end, which it started Friday, but now it's Shabbos. And he's mitzayin on this, the shach, it's a wonder. Because since he told me that it delays a little bit, if that's the case, it's definitely a doubt that at the time when the head came out, maybe only two stars or maybe one star, and maybe it was Friday still. And this didn't sign to that shach, but nothing, no shach is to this. The smak is talking about that we don't know at all if there was any delay from when the head came out of the baby out of the praise there until the birth. And the birth was for sure at night time. So he writes that if you don't know, he should go after the chazaka. What he means to say is that we presume that the pregnant woman was pregnant until now. We're not in doubt that there was any delay between the coming out of the head and the birth of the body. Or the smak's talking about that the baby was born a long time after Sesik HaChavim, which is not the case in our situation. We're talking about there was a small delay between the birth of the head to the body. And then after that, you finish the birth, you see three medium-sized stars. If that's the case, you can't just say there's a chazaka to say that up until now she was pregnant. Because Mount Torah, through the head, is already considered the birth. Who's to say that it was not in the beginning two stars? And his primary story that he writes, if we go after the chazaka right now, that the baby's born, there's no shaykhs over here. Obviously, what he writes, that the hashta, it's not precise, though we're talking about the delayed a little bit. Obviously, his intent is that chazaka that it was born at nighttime, mistama, that there were three stars already in the beginning, and so there's no chazaka in that. He says, Tarachin, this requires further analysis. He says afterwards, he said, I found God's help in the Sefer Sidri Torah that it comes at Ladin, like our words, that if you know that there was a little delay between the birth of the head and the body, you have to be stringent and to say that maybe it was the Ben Hashmashas, look over there, and it's not definite. Some of the deer shoe number 11, Pinyan Chazanish, is that a baby born in Eretz Yisrael, 35 minutes after Shkia, whether in summer or winter, is considered like a born at night time. Shlomo Zalman ruled that Chalila to be lenient before 17 minutes after the visible Shkia, and he adds on that the custom is to be stringent and to consider a pair of Ben Hashmashas up until 25 minutes after Shkia, after sunset. Dish number 12, if the baby is born in a place where there are mountains all around that hide the sun, and therefore, so to speak, the sunset happens earlier, Shlomo Zalman holds that since the sun is not seen over there before the time that's printed in the luchos in the zmanim, you have to be concerned that it might be nighttime, and therefore, if the birth was in Erev Shabbos close to Shkia, not to do the bris milah of the baby up until Sunday. This is number 13. If for sure the baby was born before Shkia, even just 1 minute before Shkia, Rabbi Yashav ruled that to do the Mila on the eighth day from that. The Shvus Yitzchak, he brings the opinion of Rabbi Yashav that you have to be concerned regarding Mila, that the Shkia is 3 minutes before the Zman that's printed in the Zmanim of these Luchis, these tablets, meaning of the Zmanim timing that's printed in Yerushalayim. Shuv Shiv Levi writes that's hard to be to rely on clocks. You have to verify exact timing to know what the halacha is. Dusha number 17. So if the mother had childbirth pains and they do cesarean, so this halacha writes of Shom Zaman, a source in Rashi Masechtas Nidah Mem, that writes that they open up her stomach through some type of a medicine. And what it means is that also taking out of the baby was through an opening in the belly. Now, in our times, that's very common for babies to be born, what's called through cesarean. Chaz Nish writes, they have to warn the Milam not to do the Mila on Shabbos. A baby that's born with the help of some type of a tongs, but it's a vaginal birth, Rishlam Zaman holds that Mila is Deicha Shabbos, you do it on Shabbos. There's some 18, regarding the Mila of a blind baby. Malaya Rahim writes, it's possible that since when he's going to get older, he's going to be potter from circumcising himself, according to Shishab Yehuda, that a blind person is exempt from all mitzvahs. So therefore, also his father is not chayav to circumcise him, because the father is not chayav to circumcise his son, only if the baby himself, the son himself, is going to have to circumcise himself when he becomes older. For this reason, Rav Shlomo Zalman is not sure if you're allowed to circumcise on Shabbos a baby that's mentally deranged or a deaf mute. Addition number 19, if a baby is born circumcised, and within 8 days, actually the corona is covered with the foreskin, some of them holds that even if it totally gets covered, one does not do the Mila on Shabbos. This is number 20. Regarding moving the foreskin after the Mila, Shuvus Nedib Yehuda writes that L'Gitchila, one should not let go of it, the mail, until it before he puts it into the earth. However, if it happens that he throws it from his hand beforehand, he writes over there that there is room to permit to pick it up from the ground and put it in the earth because it's prepared for that and is designated for this from before Shabbos. Shuvus Shabbalevi adds on that even those who have the custom to turn inside out the foreskin and they say that it's for good of the baby, they're allowed to do that also on Shabbos before they put it into the earth, because that was their intention up until they put it into the earth. Dish number 22, in Simen Shin Ches, the Mishmur writes that you're allowed to move a baby through a non-Jew, carry the baby through a non-Jew, because we don't find, it's not common in today's time to Rishus Rab. So although here he's saying that you're not bringing the baby to basic nest, even through a non-Jew, and Shin Ches, he seems to say that it's permitted.